You're listening to Vatican Radio. The United Nations, the Catholic Church and other faith-based organisations have pledged to work more closely together to try and bring an end to the global AIDS epidemic. At an international conference here in Rome this past week, UNAIDS and other agencies leading the fight against the disease recognised that churches provide up to 50% of all HIV/AIDS community care in some countries. Participants at the two-day meeting also noted that faith-based groups offer a unique combination of access to life-saving drugs and care for the dignity of the individual, which other medical or scientific partners cannot always provide. Jointly organised by UNAIDS and the Global Catholic Aid and Development Confederation, Caritas Internationalis, the conference focused on ways of expanding access to life-saving treatments, which have also been proving effective in stopping the spread of the HIV virus. Michel Roy is Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis. He talked to me about the objectives of the meeting and the challenges facing all those working to eliminate the once fatal disease.
The real objective is to go beyond what we have been doing up to now as church-based organizations. Beyond Caritas, there are a number of other organizations which we help coordinate the response to HIV and AIDS as church, and with UNAIDS, with whom we signed a memorandum of understanding a number of years ago, I think 7 years ago, a lot has been done. Over 50% of the work with HIV and AIDS patients is being done by church organizations. And this meeting has an objective, which is to go on and, I would say, double the or multiple the engagement of both organizations so that we can come to an end with HIV and AIDS disease. We know it is possible. There are special antiretroviral treatments that stop the illness and that prevent it as well. It can be used for prevention. And so the issue is money in the end and reaching out to the people, especially to the poorest, both in the southern communities and in the northern communities. But we know we can come to an end with this disease. And since we know we can, we have to do it.
This partnership between the UN and faith-based Catholic groups is a success story which is not being told. We tend to think of conflict between the church and the UN and other organizations working on AIDS prevention.
Yes, that's true. It's a success story. And the organization of this meeting is the proof that together we can do a lot, and we can do more. I want to do more. It's true that we do not agree on everything. We don't have the same vision necessarily of life than a number of UN organizations, but the UN know that the church can go on those fields and cannot go on other fields. But since the response is really positive, then why should they not work with the church? There has been issues in the States, for instance. Access to PEPFAR has become difficult for Catholic organizations because of the orientations given by the U.S. administration. And that's a shame, because the reality is that church organizations are doing the most to help HIV and AIDS patients or exposed people. So let us speak more of what unites us and what makes things move and change. Yes, move in the right way, coming to the struggle against poverty in a more global level. The difference is really made by the communities themselves, not by what is decided at the upper levels of international organizations. And the big challenge, just to say a word on that, for the post-2015 agenda is to go from bottom up and not like with MDGs from top down, which did not succeed. So it's really when the communities engage, and there the churches are very active and very, very good at that, that life can change. The real life of the people can change and poverty can be challenged and transformed.
You're looking at a strategy post-2015, and yet funding is a real problem, isn't it? How much of a crisis is this for your work today?
Yes, funding is a challenge, especially in responding to this issue of HIV and AIDS. You need treatment, and the treatments are still costly. We've been pushing companies to also work for special treatment for children, and this is moving forward positively, but you need money. Now, there is money. The problem is how that money is being used well or not. And the global crisis is inviting to revise the ways we work. with the same amount of money or maybe with less money, can we do better? Can we do even more? And we know we can do more if the money is going to the right level, which is, you know, almost the grassroots level. It has to go there. If it, how do you say?
Trickles down
from the top, not much reaches the ground. So we also are challenged by, you know, the permanence of hunger, which is the campaign on which we are working now. We know this can change if people at the grassroots, especially the rural people, can produce their own food and sell their food. And for that you need maybe some money, yes, but what you really need is a political will to change the agricultural policies. It's really in every field, I would say, if the authorities, if governments are really caring for the poorest, whether in the health sector or in other sectors, they have to work with the people and the communities, because this is where changes are made and life can change for the best.
Caritas ran a very successful program, particularly focused on stopping mother-to-child HIV transmission. Where is your attention focused today? Does it continue to be on that critical area?
Yes, we've been having this, what we call HEART campaign. HEART is mainly for access to treatment for children who cannot take the same medicine as adults. And pharmaceutical companies were not interested financially to produce medicine for children. That was not enough income for them, so they did not focus. Now this has been changing thanks to campaigning with them and working with them. And to stop the transmission from mother to child is also an issue of treatment. So again, the availability of medicine, the access of the people to the medicine. And, you know, people start taking medicine and then they stop for some reason. So the accompaniment, and in this, you know, at the local level, when communities are engaged, that happens. If you just deliver in a hospital a set of medicine and people go away, you don't know what happens with them. So, of course, we are going to go on. This meeting has a purpose, which is to take act of what has been done. And we've gone a long way forward for the last 30 years. And to push, the target is really to eliminate this disease, to make it a disease that will not be lethal anymore.
My thanks there to Michel Roy, Secretary General of Caritas Internationalis.